Hello again to everyone. I am Catherine and I welcome you to the episode 3, the second challenge of the month. Yes to opportunities. So take a walk, sit back, grab a coffee, tea or some healthy juice and enjoy. Let's start with today's episode. Hello beautiful people and unique sunshines. This is the Dance With Your Goals, the Lady K Project podcast. I am Catherine K and I welcome you to this podcast, your own personal guide to inspire you and help you dream, plan and act on your small or big goals and challenges one simple step at a time that will make a big difference to your life. In this podcast, I am gathering unique and valuable information and I offer the lessons for my own daily, weekly and monthly challenges that will hopefully help you to achieve your own goals and bring joy and fulfillment into your daily life. So today we are discussing another challenge. This time is a book challenge and what I learned and gained from it. The book we're discussing is The Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes. She is actually the writer of Grey's Anatomy, Scandal and other very well-known and successful shows. This is one of the first books I actually listened to as an audiobook. I love listening to audiobooks because I can do it while washing clothes, doing the dishes, taking a walk, going to the gym by foot. That's so amazing. So I read this book a couple weeks ago and I decided to challenge myself to say yes every single day for a week to new opportunities and just see what happens. What is it all about, the book challenges? So, like I said, if you've read the information on this podcast, I've written down that I wanted to actually change my life for the better a little bit and just challenge myself to basically take action and opportunities that come to my life and follow my goals, set goals and act every single day to achieve them. So, I decided to take new challenges every single week, month, daily, depending on the challenge. And one thing I also wanted was to read more books because I love books, especially self-help books. I love them so much. They help me very much in my life. So I really wanted to take advantage of the information I learned because the mistake I did and most people do is the fact that we read a book and we are so consumed by it. We have so many aha moments. We want to put everything we read into action. But once we finish the book, we just jump into the next and we never really take action on it. You know, as much as I love books, I realize how important it is to put in action and challenge yourself with the lessons you learn. This is why I will not only do simple challenges, but also book challenges. So basically challenges that are inspired from books I read. Okay, now that we got all that explanation out of the way, let's just start with the structure of today's episode. So first I'm going to talk about some favorite quotes on the book that inspired me and hopefully they might inspire you to challenge yourself based on this book. And then I will talk about what I thought of the book, what lessons I gained, and also what is the challenge I put on myself and how it went, basically. So let's start with some of my favorite quotes by the author and the book. One of my favorite quotes is this, is the quote of how she started to say yes. So the quote goes like this. I'm going to say yes to everything for a year. I'm not enthusiastic, but I am determined. My logic is widely simple and it goes like this. No has gotten me here. Here sucks. Saying yes might bring me to somewhere better. If not somewhere better, at least somewhere different. When I saw the unhappiness and felt it and recognized it, I didn't have a choice. Something had to change. So this is incredible. This is what I felt just before I decided to challenge myself with different things and set new specific goals and start acting on them daily. This is very, when you feel like your life is not going the way you want it and you're not happy, no matter what you have, no matter how you feel, you're not really happy, you're not really satisfied, this is a really big sign that says you need change. She also mentions that I'm going to say yes and just see what happens. So basically she didn't put pressure on herself, not too much. She just wanted to take the challenge of saying yes to new opportunities and just see what happens, you know, take it as an experiment, as a challenge basically. She also talks about goals and purpose, and she asks this, what is your superpower? I am known for telling good stories, the kind of good stories that I'm being asked to tell again. Telling good stories is my superpower. I can make any story good. I get the lamest, take it and make it compelling. Basically, the point, the lesson I took from this is to find your superpower. Find something you're so good at that other people may find it difficult or ask you, how are you so good at this? What can I do to be? This is how you might help yourself find the next thing you want to challenge yourself in or you want to try. She continues talking about dreams and action steps, saying this, dreams don't come true just because you dream them. It's hard work that makes them happen. It's hard work that creates change. So lesson one is this, ditch the dream and be a doer, not a dreamer. Maybe you don't know exactly what your dream is, or maybe you're paralyzed because you have no idea what your passion is. But the truth is, it doesn't matter. You don't have to know. You just have to keep moving forward. Just keep doing something, seizing the next opportunity, and be open and try something new. Do something until you can do something else. This is also very powerful. It's a big theme for me these past weeks. To just basically, the lesson I get from here is just to focus on a challenge, a simple goal. Challenge yourself and do something until you find what else you want to do later. So basically, it's okay if you don't know what you want to do. Just try to put the action and experiment with different things until your path is more clear and your mind is more organized and direction oriented. When you ask me, she says, Shonda, how do you do it all? The answer is this, I don't. Whenever you see me succeeding in one area of my life, it almost always means that I am failing in another area of my life. So lesson three is anyone who tells you they are doing it perfectly is a liar. Also, we used to compare ourselves so much with other people and we constantly say, oh, she's or he is more successful, has a great body, has a great life, look at how happy she is with her relationship, she got married, she has written books, she's very successful, has so much money, all of that stuff, but we really don't know how she's actually feeling. What is she actually doing her life? Maybe she has a very expensive car, but she is full in debt. Maybe she seems happy with her boyfriend, but she might not be. So I'm not trying to say that. And what if it's hard for you to start? You just start. Every single day, is it going to be difficult? No. Shonda says this, the year of yes, I have realized has become a snowball running down the hill. It's yes rolls into the next and the snowball is growing and growing. Every yes changes something in me. Every yes is transformative. Every yes sparks some new phase of evolution. So it gets better, guys. It really gets better. You really need to keep on moving forward and doing the job, doing what you have to do to see the difference. This shows that maybe one yes won't make a huge difference, or maybe it will. But the most important lesson is that 1 + 1 + 1 yes, or whatever you're doing, for example, 1 + 1 page of writing, 1 + 1 love you give, or whatever it is, it's going to bring you where you want to be. So the lesson, the powerful lesson here is that it all adds up. The fact that she said yes to new opportunities and yes to her greater self doesn't mean she never said no. Sometimes you need to say no, she says, and not be a doormat, to let the right opportunities come into your life. Sometimes you must learn to say yes to saying no. Say no and then nothing else. Just exactly as when you say thank you. When you say no, the true identity and intentions of people around you are revealed. When I lost a friend who asked for the money, people tried to comfort me, but they didn't get it. I just felt as if I had a new superpower and I grew more courageous. This is also very important. The year of yes is basically a year of saying yes to herself and to powerful opportunities that can change her life. It's very hard to do so, but we really need to realize when it's time to say no and when it's time to say yes, to whom we have to say no and to who we have to say yes. I have two more quotes that I would love to talk about. The first one says this: my happy ending is not like your happy ending. Everyone has their own version. We're all trying to live our lives by following the same path, living the same rules. But there is only one rule, and the rule is, there is no rule. Happiness comes from what your inner voice tells you you are, and not who you think you are supposed to be. Don't apologize and don't explain who you are. When you feel the need to explain who you are, it means that your head is telling you the wrong story. Rewrite it. This is another thing about action and self-comparison. Therefore, we can't just be the same and have the same happy ending. Every single person has beautiful things come to their life in different parts of their life, and that's okay. That is really okay. And the last thing I want to talk about is something that she mentioned in one of her TED Talks. She said this powerful lesson: 15 minutes is all you need. Every day I can pull off 15 minutes of my day of uninterrupted time with my kids. Uninterrupted is the key. No cell phone, no nothing. My kids are my world. My kids are my happy place. But it doesn't have to be kids for you. The thing that fuels your home, your happy place. Find what makes you feel good and play with it for 15 minutes every day, and your life will change. So I challenge you now, before I get into my own notes and thoughts on the book, we're gonna now take a very short break, and in this amount of time I challenge you to decide one thing that you love, that lights you up, and that you want to do it, and just plan on doing it every single day for at least 15 minutes and just see what happens. Let's roll into the break. Back with my notes and thoughts on the book. Basically, one thing I realized reading this book is that she was very scared as everyone can be when she started taking these challenges and these new opportunities of saying yes to herself. She was really close and tucked in into her cocoon, and she didn't want to get out. And that sounds crazy, because you see this powerful woman that she's so successful, and you cannot imagine her being afraid or anxious. But the truth is this: she is a human being like every single one of us, and if she hadn't written this book, we wouldn't know the truth that we are all deep inside the same. I love that she made different choices and acted on this challenge, and she didn't live up to other people's standards. And I also love that in this book we really see her metamorphosis from the start of the book to the end of the book. So now let's just talk about my own challenge. I also thought of challenging myself for only a week to say yes to new or scary opportunities that I would normally say no to. That was the challenge. Now, the rules. If you've listened to my past episode, I have a specific structure on how I do and I act on my challenges. And basically, first we have the rules. My rules were this, very simple and only two. It's okay, whatever I feel, I just need to not stop until I'm done with my challenge. And the second rule is just say yes to small, big, or new opportunities. The why am I doing this challenge? This is the also another question I ask myself. And this is to get out of my comfort zone, open myself up, live more fully, and just see where it leads me. And I was inspired by Shonda Rhimes and her book, Year of Yes. So I had to answer two questions every single day, to where or whom I said yes today, and thoughts and notes on the day. So on day one, I said yes to spending more time with family, even though I wanted to be very productive and I wanted my day to go just exactly as I planned it. And it kind of caused me some stress to change my schedule, no matter how crazy it might sound. If you can relate, you're really gonna find this normal. But I felt so stressed, but I really decided to just give myself the opportunity and really found how good it felt to just laugh out loud, not doing something so important, and take my time with my family. And I also learned something very important, to just go with the flow sometimes and accept the things not going my way. On day two and three, my boyfriend offered me to just go with him to the gym and work out by doing weight training. And I love working out. I've been working out and eating healthy for such a long time, but weight training, I thought of my challenge and I did go, and I felt incredible. I love a little change here and there in my life, and even though I struggle to do so, I need some drops and pieces of change here and there to just get me out of my head. Also, throughout the rest of the days during my week, I try to say small yeses to going out more and to just be in flow, because university hasn't started yet. It's still summer here. I need to relax, and I try to be more in flow and just try to not be so structured and organized. Now, I have to say that this challenge, like the meditation challenge, it really worked. It really helped me get in tune with my body and relax a little bit. And I am still practicing meditation. It helps so much, guys. You need to try it, but you need to be patient. Now, this challenge did not work as much for me. There were not many chances to say yes to new opportunities, because either I didn't notice them or this week just did not happen. So my reflection on this challenge, did I think it was successful? Am I going to continue with it after the challenge over? Not really. I don't think it was that successful. But like I said, I think it was because I didn't have so many chances and opportunities this week. But what I did learn, to just go with the flow sometimes and not focus so much on just having done everything I have in my head, I think this was very important. The second question I ask after every challenge by the end of the week is, what is the most important lesson I learned from this challenge? The most important lesson was to say yes to something I want, and no matter how scary it seems, to just act on it. But also to say no to the things and people that do not serve me or align with my goals and my values. This is what I am kind of struggling but still trying to do, to just say yes and to also change perspective with it. Now, I have later on an upcoming challenge on perspective, which is the positive perspective. It's something I am struggling on so much time, and it's so exciting. I can't wait to share it with you. So this challenge and another book inspired me to change up the challenge and find what works for me more, which is to try to be a little bit more positive on perspective. Now, lastly, another reason that I think this challenge didn't work as much is because it was not so specific for me. For example, challenging myself to meditate 10, 15 or 20 minutes every single day is very specific and easy for me to do and to understand what I need to do. On the other hand, to just say yes to opportunities, this sounds vague, and I have found and realized throughout the challenges I've taken these past weeks that I need more structure and specific challenges for me to work. So I'll keep that in mind and I will put it on action. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I cannot wait to see you to the next episode, which is going to be the monthly overview. Bye guys. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to listen to this powerful episode. I hope the tips and tools I shared in this episode empower and inspire you to dream, plan, and act on your goals and challenges in such a way that will bring you one step closer to your own personal and unique happiness and fulfillment. If you love the show or enjoyed the episode, and if it has helped you in any positive way, please share it, subscribe, and leave a review to tell me what you think about it. Thank you so much again, and I can't wait to talk to you over to the next episode. I hope you have a wonderful and shiny rest of the day. And don't forget, even one single step, one single drop of positive action, goal or challenge at a time can and will make a big difference to your day in life. I can't wait to see you soon here again next week. Bye.